Vrindavan Mahimamrita, we're hearing about the glories of Vrindavan. We're discussing about contact with Vrijvasis, how powerful it is. This is chapter 8, verse 87. Kamaradinam paravyasho yashorati yakta satpata katam Vrindavane sadam nanyadyat yaritat kripa. Even if one is controlled by lusty desires, desires of name and fame, and averse to following religious principles, if he takes shelter of Vrindavan and attains the mercy of Vrindavan, what perfection remains for him to achieve? Saraswati Pad, he's encouraging anyone and everyone of all backgrounds, come to Vrindavan and you'll get perfection. Siddhi. Katam Vrindavane Siddhi. City. We don't want Anima City or Lagima City. We want Prem City. Prem City means the perfection of the loving service of Radha and Krishna and the groves of Vrindavan. Nothing less and nothing more. So even if one is Kamadinam Paravasho, controlled by lusty desires, and he wants fame, Yasho. Yasho means fame, Yashomati. Yasho, art, tyakta, satpata. If he's desirous of fame or he wants, he's opposed to, he, tyakta satpata. The satpat means, it's interesting, satpat means the path of truth, the path of, the eternal path. The satpat, path, P-A-T-H, path or way or road, and pata. So he's yasho arti, art. He wants that opulence of fame. Art means a desirable object. I want fame. And he rejects all religious activities. That's all he just wants after fame. And if such a person comes to Vrindavan, he'll get actually siddhi. He'll get perfection. It's a very nice verse. Contact with Vrindavan. What contact with Vrindavan will do. Look at text 89. Vishuddha Satve Parame Shrimad Vrindavane Twayi Kritant Aparadasya. See, it's Kritant Ant Aparadasya Tvam Eva Sharanamama. Ananta Aparad. See it? Krita Ananta Aparad. That's very easy. It sounds like Hindi. Karma, Krita. If he does, you can figure it out. If he does unlimited aparads, right? Ananta. Oh, Vrindavan, you are Vishuddha Sattva, Parama. You're completely the topmost transcendental form of pure goodness. Therefore, Sri Vrindavan, even if I commit any offense against you, you are nevertheless my only shelter. Not only any, it says ananta. Mm. Ananta means unlimited. Unlimited aparads. Even if I commit unlimited aparads, then tam eva sharanam mama. Sri Krishna sharanam mama. Sri Brajadam sharanam mama. Like the Gujaratis, Pushti Margis. Sri Krishna sharanam mama. Sri Krishna sharanam mama. Sri Krishna sharanam mama. Sri Krishna sharanam mama. We don't have any problem with the Gujaratis, Pushti Margis chanting, because Sri is Radha and Krishna is Shyam, and we have no other shelter than them. They are our only shelter. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. So this is a nice verse. And now, this is about the foot dust of Vrindavan. Chapter 5, verse 26. This whole category is about the Vrijvasis, supposed to be. The Vrijvasis, there's no faults, any kind of contact with the Vrijvasis. Punanti Brahma Rudra Din Yesham Charna Reinava Sarva Bhavena Me Sevyas Te Vrindavana Vasina. The Vrindavan inhabitants, whose feet dust purifies even personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are in every respect worshipable for me. The Vrijvasis, the dust of their feet purifies personalities like Even Brahma and Shiva, they get purified by the dust of the feet of the Vrijavasis. It says here that Saraswati Pad is saying that, he's saying, Punanti Brahma Rudra Din. Brahma Rudra Adi. Adi means beginning with. There's 33 crores of demigods. And the primal ones are Brahma, because Vishnu is not a demigod. He's the god, not a demigod. He's the god, the absolute truth. It says, Brahma Rudra Adin, beginning with Brahma and Rudra. See, there's the two major gods. And Punanti, they get purified. Yesham Charna Renava. Charna Renu means the dust of the feet. Sarva Bhavena may save us. And they are every, and Sarva Bhavena Savya. They are the object that with all my, in every respect, with all my bhavas, Sarva Bhavena means all my thoughts, all my desires, all my feelings. The object of my feelings, the object of my desires, and the worthiest, the most worthy personalities of my service are the Brijvasis and the dust. Te Vrindavana Vasina, Vrindavan Vasi. Vrindavan Vasi means Brajvasi. So this is, so there's a pastime that shows that the dust of the feet of the Brijvasis is worshipful. So Lord Brahma, in one Puran, he's praying, oh please let me take birth as a rock in Vrindavan. So when the Bhangis, the street sweepers, when they come home at night to their houses, I will be one of those rocks outside of their house, and they will scrape their feet off on me, on my rock surface, my rock body. They will scrape their feet off on me, and then I'll get the benefit of the dust from the feet of the Bhangis, Bhangi Raj. Bhangi Brijvasi Raj. So that's his idea. And then, not only that, it's explained in Govinda Lilamrita, that every afternoon in Aparan Lila, from 3:36 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then the demigods come down to bathe in the Goduli and the Charanduli of Krishna and Balaram and all the Vrijvasis, Sridham, Subal, and Gobhata Mandali, Bhadra, and all the coward boys. And then they offer so many stutis and prayers and worship of the Brijvasis. So Brahma's there, Shiva's there, everyone's there. So this is the contact with the Brijvasis. So that's very nice. And the value of any contact, and that's the value of the foot dust. So let's turn to chapter 16. Verse 76. Mahani Sanganam Sahaja Madaratma Priyakata Prasanganam Premopulaka Galat Ashra Kula Giram Apare Sri Vrindavana Rasa Mahabdo Viharitam Shiro Me Solasam Vahatu Mahatam Sri Padaraja. I happily take the dust from the lotus feet of those great personalities who are always engaged in discussing topics of Sri Radha and Krishna, whose voice becomes choked, who shed tears of love, and who enjoy within the great ocean of unlimited ecstasy in Vrindavan. So this is certainly a desirable dust of the feet of those great personalities who are extremely detached, always engaged in talking about Radha and Krishna, and their voices become choked, and they exhibit symptoms of bhava. They shed tears of love, and they enjoy within the great ocean of unlimited ecstasy in Vrindavan. Apare Sri Vrindavana Ras, Mahabdo Viharatam. Rasa Maha, Maharas. The Maharas is the Maharas dance, the Ras Lila. Rasa Maha Abdo. Abdo means Maharas, it means Maha Abdo, means a great ocean. Abdo means, Abdi means ocean. Maha. Mahanidhi, Maha Abdo. Great ocean, Rasa. Rasa Maha Abdo, Vihar, Bihari. Right? Radha Bhakti Bihari. We're going to hear about what type of vision do the Brijvasis have. Chapter 17, verse 16. Yat kot yam sham api sprishena nigama yano vidur yogina Shrisha Brahma Shuka Arjuna Udav Mukha Pashanti Yana Kvachit Anyat Kim Mrajavasi Namapina Yat Dris Yam Kada Lokaye Shri Vrindavana Rupa Madbhutam Aham Radha Pada Eka Ashraya Shri Vrindavana Rupa Madbhutam Shri Vrindavana Rupa Madbhutam Rupa Abhutam Aham Radha Pada Eka Ashraya. Pretty easy, huh? Aham Radha Pada Eka Ashraya. I, aham, Eka Ashraya, one shelter. What? Radha's lotus feet. And Sri Vrindavana Rupam Adbhutam. Adbhutam means the amazing form of Vrindavan. So we have two shelters. One is the shelter of the Sri Vrindavana Rupam Adbhutam, an amazing form of Vrindavan. And then the shelter of Radharani's feet. Alas, when will that auspicious day arrive? When the actual glories of Vrindavan will be manifest to me. The scriptures are unable to touch even one millionth portion of the wonderful glories of Vrindavan. Great personalities like Brahm, Shiv, Lakshmi, Shukadev, Arjuna, Uddhav are unable to get darshan of Vrindavan's confidential form. The yogis cannot understand the glories of Brajadham through their yogic performances. What to speak of others? Even the ordinary Brijvasis cannot see it. Sri Vrindavan exhibits her real form only to those fortunate devotees who have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Radhika. In the land of consciousness, everything is personal. So the material world is also the land of consciousness, Krishna consciousness. And the land of Vrindavan is the land of consciousness, Radha consciousness. So this is the International Society for Radha Consciousness. So this is the ultimate conception. This is the subjective view of reality. That there's a subject, that I am the object of an original subject. I am not the subject. The basic worldview of every materialist is I am the center, and every object is and I am the observer and enjoyer of all the objects. I am the subject, and everything's an object. An objective. What is your objective? What is your mission statement? You are my objective. Some man put his finger on a woman. You're my objective. That's true. You're the object of my objective and the objective of my object. So, but actually, there's an original subject. Aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravartate iti matvava jantimam buddha bhava saman vidaham. 10th chapter, Gita, verse 8, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. Everything's manifested from me, man, not you. So the original subject is Krishna, to Bhagavan Swayam. Tinjarayi Vakilam Vale. He's the original subject, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And we are objects of his creation, meant for his satisfaction and pleasure. He's a bhokta, he's the enjoyer. Maheshwaram and Bogeshwaram, he's everything. So this is, in this land of consciousness, and this Vrindavan, it says Vrindavan will exhibit her real form. So Vrindavan is not land, it's a person. Person means consciousness. There's energy called sunlight, but there's a person called Suryadev. There's energy called the Chit Shakti, the spiritual potency. But there's a person behind it. That Chit potency is the potency of Chinmaya Sarup Sri Krishna. Chinmaya Shakti Sri Krishna. It's We are a portion of Chit Shakti, Satchidananda Chit Shakti, spiritual energy. But that energy takes shape as consciousness, and that consciousness takes shape and expresses itself through personality. Now Krishna has multifarious energies, and then all together they form what is called Krishna consciousness. And they take shape in a beautiful person known as Shyamasundara. And he interacts with other personalities of consciousness in the land of Rasa. So Vrindavan is also personal. There's the goddess of Radhakund, Radharani, and the lord of Shyamakund, Sham. It's water. No, there's a goddess here. The goddess of this water is Radharani. This is her energy. This is her Shakti. And there's this water here that's called Shyamakund. No, it's not a kund named Sham. It's Sham. It's the energy of the conscious person, the absolute person, Sham. We go to Manasi Ganga. Well, there's Manasi Devi there. Everywhere there's Sanket. You go to Sanket Ban, and there's Sanket Devi, and Barsana Devi, and there's Mukti Devi. You've heard of Mukti Devi. Mukti Swayam Mukulitanjali Sevate Sman is told. Bilamangala Thakur, Krishna Karanamrita. Mukti Swayam. Personification of Mukti means a personality. Mukti Devi. She stands at Mukulitanjali Sevate Sman. With folded hands waiting to serve the devotee. But he says, no thanks, I'm busy now. I have no interest in liberation. Who wants $100 when you have a million? Like, I'll give you $100. No, that's all right, thanks. No, really, it's really wonderful, it's $100. Why aren't you, everyone else is interested in my $100, why not you? Because I have a million. If you have the service of Radha and Krishna and Sri Guru, then you have millions of dollars. Mukti's bankrupt. Mukti's gone bankrupt compared to the devotees. Mukti approaches the devotees and takes a loan. Mukti takes housing loans from the devotees. It's a very beautiful verse. Alas, when will that auspicious day arrive when the actual glories of Vrindavan will be manifested to me? The scriptures can't even touch a millionth portion of its wonderful glories. That's a fact. Any place is like that. Like, you read some book about Hawaii, and they say, oh, it seems so wonderful. But then you go there and say, well, wait a minute. This book really falls short. This paper, these words, these photographs, even materially, they describe, you read a book about the Himalayas. Say, read a book about Himalayas, very popular books and these kind of stores, you know, bookshops, you know, travel and tours. The Himalayas, beautiful pictures and high-powered lenses and expert photographers in black and white and color. It looks very attractive. But it's nothing like climbing the Himalayas. The experience, the ambience, the sounds, the colors, the intensity of colors and the light and the radiance and the grandeur and the power of the mountains and the radiation of energy and power from the mountains. I mean, it's something different, isn't it? Yes. Even materially, we have that experience that, you know, some National Geographic pictures of some tigers or some lions in the African plains, really great photographs, but then you go there and see the lion, rah! It's a little different. The pictures of the lions don't roar. You know, they haven't developed the technology. When you look at a picture of a lion, it goes rah. It doesn't happen. So the same thing. What to speak? That's materially. You can only get an approximation of the thing with words and pictures. But the hands-on experience is something transcendental. So similarly, but that's just some pale comparison or pale representation of the material actual place or object. But the spiritual reality of Vrindavan, even the scriptures that describe Vrindavan, they can't actually touch a 1,000,000th portion of its wonderful glories. Like, you may read a book, Appreciating Sri Vrindavan Dham. So then you read so many wonderful things there. Then when you come here, then it's so, the dimension is so much different. You can't hear it. When you read about the wind or the trees of Vrindavan, you can't feel them. You can't embrace the trees. Like it's written in there about the trees are polished. The trees of Seva Kunj and Radha Kunj are polished by repeated embraces of loving devotees. There's a phrase like that. The trees of Vrindavan are smoothly polished by the repeated embraces of surrendered devotees. There's a phrase like that, describing the trees of Vrindavan. There's one chapter there. I know, I'm familiar with this book. And although it was 20 years ago, 1991, because those are very deep impressions that came on. You know, the artist, the poet, the photographer, the writer, they have a different type of different sensitivities and perceptions than the ordinary person. And that's arranged by God. The sensitivities and powers and perceptions are given by God to share, open up the glories and vibhuti of God to others. Like a man he's seeing the world in a microscope and so many amazing things. And he says, hey, look. And then he shares his view through the microscope. And then, oh, wow, look at that, you know. Mitochondria, Golgi and complex and all these things. Vacuoles and flagella and all these other wild little things. So then he lets you look through the microscope and see all the amazing things on the slide. Because he has that facility, he has a microscope. The same way, the devotee, he has some facility given to him by the Lord to reveal the Lord to others, the vibhutis of the Lord, and the beauty and the sweetness and the specialities of the Lord's creation and leelas. That's why these great personalities like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, and of course our Srila Prabhupada, their tikkas and commentaries on the sacred scriptures like Bhagavat Puran and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita and others are so valuable because they're what we call insightful. They give us sight into the unknown. Insight means they extend our sight into unknown regions. Insightful. And that was an insightful lecture, insightful piece of writing. It extends our sight into regions of the unknown and imperceptible to our ordinary vision. So then they're invaluable, and 500 years later we're relishing and deeply relishing and appreciating commentaries of the great saints and those giants of perception and those masters of devotion who were able to reveal these inside scoops, you can say, secrets of the leelas, the conversations, the feelings, how Arjuna is feeling on a battlefield, and the inner mental dialogue of Arjuna as he's hearing the instructions of Krishna. When Krishna said this, Arjuna was feeling like this and thinking of saying that, and anticipating that Arjuna might say that, then Krishna said his next verse. These are the tikkas of Vishnath and Bhagavad Gita, which you must have seen. And then the same thing with the Bhagavatam. You're amazed. How does he know what he's anticipating, what he's had to, he knows what Krishna, he knows what God's thinking, he knows what God's devotees thinking, and he knows what they're both thinking 5,000 years ago. That's called Trikalagya. Trikalagya. The ability to see through three phases of time, not only Lokik time, Lokik Kal, material time, Lokik Kal, but Alokik Kal, Divya Kal, Divya Samay, transcendental time, what's going on in the spiritual dimension, because that's the fourth dimension beyond the material perception. The fourth dimension beyond the material perception is the soul world. The Atma world, the world of the jivas, and the world of spiritual energy. As God and his devotees, his parishads, are all members of that plane, the absolute plane of highest transcendence, beyond, and far, far beyond the limited scope of this material world. Look at these great personalities. They represent different levels of devotion. Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, Shukadeva, Arjuna, Uddhava, they cannot get the darshan of the confidential form of Vrindavan, page 615. Shrisha, that means Shiva. Brahma, Shuka, Arjun, Uddhav, Mukha, Pashyanti, Yana, Kvachit. Pashyanti, Mukha, Yana, Ana, Kvachit. Yana, Yana, Pashyanti, Yana, Mukha. That chief, that main form, they can't see. Vrajavasi apina drisyam kada loke. When kada loke, kada loke, kada, 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 kada kushisimam kripa katakshavajanam. Kada, kada. When will I ever get that vision? When will I ever see this beautiful damsel, this beautiful goddess of Vrajadevi? Vrajadevi, Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Vrindadevi. She's a Devi, she's a goddess. She's a conscious being, and this is all her. The trees are her dress, and the grasses are her hairs of her body, and the clouds are her hairstyle, and the birds are her singing, and the rivers are her moods. This is Vrindavan, the beautiful Devi, is living here for the pleasure of Krishna. And will she show us her true form? She will when we show our true form. You know, it's 50-50. I'll meet you halfway. What's our true form? Jivera Srupaya Krishnara Nitya Das 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 Anudas. When we actually show our true form and not our true colors, and our true form is Krishna's eternal surrendered servants with no separate agenda, ulterior motives, and private programs, then we may have darshan of Vrindadevi, Radha, and Krishna together. So who can see Vrindavan as Sri Vrindavan as she really is? Someone who, what? Sri Vrindavanam. Sri Vrindavanam. Rupam Adbhutam. Rupam Adbhutam. The amazing form of Vrindavan. Who can see Kada Lokaye? Kada Lok, this goes together. Drishyam. Yat drishyam kada lokaye Sri Vrindavana rupam adbhutam. That's the question. This is the question. It starts with kada who? Kada. When? Excuse me, when? Kada when? When will I see? Kada krishisam. When will I get the mercy? Kada lokaye. When will I see? What? Sri Vrindavanam vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man. Kabe ha maherabho Sri Vrindavanam. This is our real form. When we show our real form, then we can see the real form of Vrindavan. What is our real form? Vishaya charya shuddha haveman. When we throw out Vishaya charya, charya means chordye. Chordye, charya, it's Bengali. Vishaya charya kabe. Shuddha habe man. When will my mind, my man, be shud, pure? Kam, krod, lo, mohamad, sarya, sab, out. Chordo, gone, chalega, katam hogyo. Then, Sri Vrindavanam, as Prabhupada so deeply, beautifully, bhavically, framically sang. So much bhava in his voice. You ever hear him sing that? Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man kabe ha maherabho Sri Vrindavan dham. You ever heard? You think, wow, I'm a long way from shuddha man. Shuddha man, what's man backwards?
No.
Shuddha nam. No shuddha nam? N-A-M, nam. M-A-N, mind in Sanskrit. No shuddha nam, no shuddha man. So that's our real form. Pure mind, pure desire, pure actions. Then when we show that pure mind, then Vrindavan says, ah, yes. You've been here for so long, and you've come here so many times, and you've visited here so many times, and so many lifetimes you've come. And now you finally, I've had my true form all along, waiting to show you. Here I am. But you've been hiding yourself behind your lust. You've been hiding your true form behind your greed. Hiding your true form behind your envy. Hiding your true form behind your lust. And all those aparas, what are those all about? They make you stink. Not only have bad clothes, but you stink. You're covered with bad clothes and you haven't bathed either. So it's one thing to wear crappy clothes and you also stink. So what makes a devotee stink? Aparas. And what covers him? Lust, anger, greed, envy. These are his coverings. And he becomes stinky when he has aparas. I can't tell you where that comes from. That's kind of a poetic license, they can say. That's a fact. Everyone can agree that aparas are like dead bodies. So this is a great fortune. Radhapadika Ashraya. Aham Radhapadika Ashraya. I have one shelter, the lotus feet of Radha. Radharani. So that was a very nice verse about the vision that the Brijvasis have. Yeah, when will she exhibit a real form? So Brijvasis can see the real form of Vrindavan because they're surrendered to Radharani. A Brijvasi is one who's connected to Radharani, isn't it? That's why, what's the mantra in Vrindavan? Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe. Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe. What did they say? Radhe Radhe. I was staying at Radha Damodar Temple in Prabhupada's rooms in 1989 or so, 1990. And that's the habit. That's every Vrindavan, at least everybody, all Brijvasis, they greet each other by saying Radhe Radhe. And any other village in North India, people greet each other by saying Ram Ram Sab. Ram Ram Sab. Ram Ram Sab. So this is, you can travel the length and breadth of India, which we did. And you won't find anywhere people saying Radhe Radhe. Nowhere. Not even Navadvip, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. Impossible. Jai Jagannath! Jai Jagannath! Jai Jagannath! Jai Jagannath! That's all. Chakadar, Chakadar. They say Chakadar. Raktadar, Chakadar, Chakudar. But here it's Radhe Radhe. Radhe. It's just Radhe Radhe. It's the password. Everyone says. So that means that Brijvasis can see the real form of Vrindavan, because the real form of Vrindavan is Vrindadevi and Radharani. So the real form of Vrindavan is contained in the real name of Radharani. Radharani's name contains Radharani's form. Radharani's form contains her attributes. And with those attributes, Radharani engages in so many pastimes with Shamsundar. This is 10th entry, or Brijvasis serve Radharani. Well, that's interesting. So these are all points of the Brijvasis. They're all Chinmoya. There's no faults, the value of any contact, what vision they have. And this point is how the Brijvasis serve Radharani. It's chapter 11, verse 106. Pamartha Pancheva Brahmanam, together. Pamartha Pancheva Brahmanam. Hiya Vishva Vidarate Sadanonde Vrindavana Gata Janer Atma Kalane Ihastanam Tvaitat Parama Kripya Pran Madamaha Rasoga Shiradapada Juga Jusham Kwapi Najushi. According to the vision of the blissful resonance of Vrindavan, the five goals of human life can be seen wandering about Vrindavan. Pancha Purushartha. Pancha Purushartha Brahmanam. Brahmanam means Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavana Jeev. That's Vishvag. They're wandering about Vrindavan. But the vision of the servants of Sri Radha's lotus feet, from which flows an ocean of transcendental mellows, does not divert from the mercy of Sri Radha. So that's very interesting. that from the lotus feet of Radha, there's an ocean of transcendental mellows. Maharasoga. Oga means ocean. Maharas. Pranamada Maharasoga Shivarapada Yuga. Pranapara Shiradapada Yuga. Shiradapada. Radhapada Yuga. From the pair of Radharani's feet, Maharasoga means ocean, flows in a transcendental ocean. And Jusham Kwapi Nadrishi, they don't go anywhere, their vision doesn't, the devotee, the Vrijvasi's vision doesn't wander anywhere from the lotus feet of Radharani. What's that, what the verse is saying is, even in the face of so many allurements, so many allurements or enticements or distractions or invitations from lust, kam, art, was it dharm, art, kam, moksha, or even prem, Vaikuntha prem. Pancha purusharta says, pum arta panchaiva brahmanam. Pum arta, puma means pumsa, man, living entity. Art means desirable objects. Panchava means five. Dharm, art, kam, moksh, prem. It's five. Like we said, prem purusharta. Lord Chaitanya has come to teach the prem purusharta, the fifth goal of human life. They're wandering around, personified. Dharma is wandering around Vrindavan. You see what the verse is saying? Brahmanam. Dharma is wandering around, personified. You want dharma? You want religiousness? Yama niyama, religiousness, morality, all kinds of vidhis and vidhi nishedha, shastra nishedha, rules, regulations, and all kinds of yogis and pujas. You want religiosity? Okay, here, I'll give it to you. No, thanks. I'm fixed on Radha's feet, on the flow of mercy of Radha's feet. And then art, money personifies wandering around Vrindavan. You want money? You want name, fame, gain, profit. Take it, I'll give it to you. Because Vrindavan is a wish-fulfilling place. This is another way of saying it. The ground is wish-fulfilling, the trees are wish-fulfilling. So that means, wish means there's five basic categories of wishes. I want liberation and Vaikuntha praying. I want out. I want to go back home, back to God. Let me out of here. Give me praying. Give me a ticket out of here. Give me praying. Give me a ticket for the Prem Airlines, the Liberation Express. Give me a Prem ticket for the Liberation Express. Get me out of here. I'm suffering. So they're wandering around Vrindavan. Art, money. Take it, because that's the thing, that's a wish fulfilling. So that's why people come here, they want money, they get it. They want women or sense enjoyment, they get it. Women want men, they come here to get husbands. Many people come here to get so many things. To Giriraj Parikrama to get a baby. To Giriraj Parikrama to get a husband. To Giriraj Parikrama to get a wife. Or a new one or an extra one or whatever. That's Vrindavan. It's another world. We're talking about another world. We're talking about a faraway place. Because it's all about consciousness. And where is our consciousness and where is Vrindavan? So where our consciousness is, and where Vrindavan is, there's the universe is separating them. So it's like a faraway planet, faraway universe. What's my consciousness and what is Vrindavan consciousness?
let's not talk about that.
But the vision of the servants of Radha's lotus feet does not divert. Kripaya, parama kripaya pran madamaha. Parama kripa, karuna sindhu, kripa mayi radha, karuna sindhu radha, karuna mayi radha, kripa sindhu radha. She's an ocean of mercy and an ocean of compassion. So to see the point, someone who's fixed in Radha consciousness or someone's fixed in Krishna consciousness, then Maya comes. Dharma personified comes. Look, I'll give you all the opulence of Dharma. You can enjoy in this world, life after life. You can be Brahman, Kshatriya, enjoy life after life. These are the fruits of Dharma. The Dharma Shastras, play it right. Smritis, follow the Smritis, the Smartas, follow the path of the Smritis and prolong their life extension programs. Life extension programs. In the material world, they prolong their existence. They enjoy Kshatriya bodies for a while, then Brahman bodies, and this body, that body, by strictly following the Vedic paradigm of the Smritis, rotating in different forms of life to enjoy different sceneries and different settings. Dharma, fall. Then art, influence, power, fame, control, planets, countries. They're all walking around. Embrace the Kapha Vriksha tree with art icha or dharma icha. Then you become a dharma dwaji. You become a dharma dwaji. Fly the flag of dharma. Become famous as a religious pracharak because you want to be a famous dharmic person. It's not anything about bhakti or prem or seva or radharani. It's all about profiling. It's all about cutting a profile, getting adoration, distinction, money, position through dharma. Professional Bhagavad reciters, a song and a dance, and go away with fortune, name, fame, pride, worship, pratishtha, honor, puja, low, puja, pratishtha. So that's dharma fall, art. Then calm personified is walking around, lust personified, that's really clear. Pretty easy to see that one. Dharma, art, kam, moksh. Mukti Devi is wandering here in Vrindavan. Hey, you want mukti? What do you want? Sharshti mukti? Come on, take the money, man. Run with it. Eternal money. Eternal money. Talk about ATM. That's ATM, anytime money. How about ETM? Mukti Devi can give you an ETM machine. What's ETM?
ETM.
Eternal money machine. Eternal time money. ETM. Maya gives you ATM, anytime money. But if you run into Mukti Devi, she's wandering around. It says here, Pum Arta Panchaiva Brahmanam Iha Vishvag Vidarate Saranande Vrindavana Gata Janer Atmakalani Iha Stanam Tvetat Paramagripaya Pron Maramaha Rasoga Shiradapada Juga Jusham Kwapi Natrisha. So, the moksha, Mukti Devi is wandering around. You want Sharsti? You want ETM, eternal? You have Sharsti means all the opulence and wealth of Vishnu and Lakshmi Devi. Mm-hmm. And you're owned by Kunta planet. Enjoy. Enjoy. Then you want Sarupya Mukti. I want to look like Big Daddy. I want four arms and a big chest like a doorway and little hair, silver hair on it. Curled to the right, not to the left. Curling to the right. That's cool. The curls to the left, it ain't cool. It says like that, curls to the right. And lotus eyes. That's not bad. Anybody wants those. No! We don't want. We want Radhapad Seva. Radha Seva. Radha Dasyam. Radha Dasyam. Shri Radhapada Juga Jusham Kwapi. Kwapi Nadrishi. Their vision, their sesti, all they see is Radha's feet. I don't see anything else but Radha's feet. What more? No Mukti. No Kama Devi. No. Kam Devi. Lust personified. No thanks. Mukti Devi. No thanks. Artha Devi. Artha Devi. You want to give me art. Money, power, name, fame. No, thank you. Dharma Devi, Dharma Raj. I don't want. Only Radha. Radha, Radha, Radha. Radha, Radha, Radha. Radha, Radha, Radha.